Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, 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 calling all radio amateurs. This is WD8QCN, activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association Technical Service Net. This net is held every Sunday at 8 p.m. local time on the 147.165 MHz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and questions and answers regarding technical topics such as equipment, hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to the radio art. I don't have a scheduled topic for this evening. Was not able to come up with anything this week. Got rather busy. So if anyone has a topic they would like to bring to the net tonight, please call WD8QCN now. All right, hearing none, let's go to announcements. The club meeting is coming up on Thursday, April 14th at 7:15 p.m., both online and in person. See the website if you need the link. There's a VE test session on Saturday the 16th at 9:30 a.m. At the Central Rappahannock Regional Library in Stafford. Contact K4TER at ARRL.org for registration. The FAR Fox Hunt will be the same day, 10 a.m. Saturday the 16th in Midland, Virginia. Details still TBD. Keep an eye on the website for that. And then the other news this week was the FCC license fee is becoming effective on the 19th of April, except for modifications and upgrades, and that new fee will be $35. So if anybody's got a pending renewal out there, hop on that now to avoid the fee. Anyone else have any news or announcements, please call WD8QCN. Hearing none, let's jump into check-ins. Please call WD8QCN with your call and name slowly and phonetically, please.
This is K1HQB, Rich.
This is KO4WYX, Matt.
This is
John.
KX4KU.
KN4SPL, Bob.
KO4DNZ, Chuck, in and out.
Kilo Mike 4, Oscar, Zulu Hotel.
KF4TEK, no comment.
SL9BV.
Okay, I had a number of doubles in there, so please call again if I don't have you. I've got K1HTV Rich, good evening. KO4 Whiskey Yankee X-Ray Matt. I heard a double, and caught the very last bit of it was John. Didn't catch the call sign, though. KX4KU, good evening, Kevin. KN4SPL, Bob, see you lurking on Netlogger. And KO4ENZ, Chuck, in and out, good evening. Gil, KM4OZH, KF4TEK, evening, Mike. And good evening, Brad, and 7IVV. Anyone else that I missed, or John, also please come again.
Alpha Kilo 4 Golf Golf, John.
Thank you, John. Alpha Kilo 4 Golf Golf. Anyone else? All right, we'll take it around the room here. Go ahead and pick it up, Rich. K1HTV, WD8QCN with the FAR Sunday Night Technical Service Net.
Steve, WD8QCN in the net. This is K1HTV. Good evening to all. Not too much going on here. The past couple of days, there have been some very brief openings to Chile and Argentina. A couple of days ago, Argentina worked on six, but Chile and Uruguay, very short transmissions on FT8. One transmission and they're gone. I could see them on the waterfall, but very, very weak. Come up just enough to copy a call once in a while, but nothing really intense. That's trans-equatorial. The magnetic storm of earlier in the week has pretty much died down. HF conditions are starting to get back to normal again. Had a good 12-meter opening today with the station in India. And on 15, a number of stations, I think at one point copied four stations from Thailand on 15 meters late morning. So good to see the high frequencies open again. That's about it. Looking forward to the club meeting, not this Thursday, but the following Thursday. and I'll be bringing along my three-element tape measure antenna for 2 meters and three-element tape measure antenna for 70 centimeters, and bring those along for show and tell. Back to net control. This is K1HTV.
1HTV, WAQCN, very good, Rich. Yeah, I did manage to work on those Thailand stations in the last week or so, just hoping they get on Longbook of the World there and confirm the contact. It's hard to get QSLs out of some of those guys. And that that opening into South America, I presume that was 6 meters?
Yes, that was 6 meters at the EV.
That's what you meant. Fantastic. Great stuff. Let's see. Matt, KO4WYX, how are you this evening, and what have you been up to all week?
KO4WYX, my week has been very busy with studying. Saturday I went, ran up to King George to take the test for the general, and I passed it, so I feel pretty good about that. So I'm super excited to start jumping on the HF world. I hear all you guys talking about. You'll start seeing me out there here in the next couple of weeks when I get everything squared away on my end. But that's all I really got to share with you guys is I picked up my general. Back to net.
Fantastic. Congratulations on that one, Matt. That's always a great one to get under your belt there. Now you can join us on the rest of the HF bands and get to work. And great time for it. I failed to mention earlier, I looked up the solar indices here. We've got sunspot number of 118, solar flux of 140, A index of 12, and K of 2. So things are really looking up. Next, we'll pass on over to John, AK4GG. Go ahead.
Yes, good evening, everybody. Yeah, so not too much done this weekend. Still playing around with Yagis, this time the VHF Yagi, which is in operation right now. So hopefully it's a nice, clear signal. We'll see when the wind blows. Nothing much else to report. Anyway, back to you, WD8QCN, AK4GG.
Thanks for that, John. Have a great evening, great week. How about Kevin, KX4KU? What's new in your neck of the woods, sir?
WDAQCN, KX4KU in the net. Good evening. Thanks for doing the net, Steve. Didn't do that much this weekend. Just actually sort of around with some scanner stuff. But was kind of busy with family and it was pretty quiet. So I don't have much to report, though. I'm looking forward to seeing Rich's antennas at the meeting because I always love show and tell. That's all I have. Turn it back over to you, Steve. Oh, and thanks for doing the net. WDAQCN, KX4KU, back to net.
Kevin, yeah, looking forward to that, too. Remember the first tape measure antennas I played with were actually the ones on Weibersat. That was a cool idea using those tapes. And they fold up nice and just like pop right back into shape. It's great stuff. And look forward to seeing those. Always good to play with some new hardware. How about Bob, KN4SPL? How are you this evening?
Good evening, Steve. And all on the net. This is KN4SPL. Let's see, not a whole heck of a lot to report. Just a lot of yard work this weekend, and I'm thinking for the next few weekends. It's just that time of year, anyway, I made some really good progress, but not too much on the radio end. But I think on Wednesday's night net, I thought I've been having issues with my FT8, and I think Brad said it was probably something very simple, something switched off or something in my settings. So I finally, this is the first time in the shack all weekend, I popped on and checked out went into my settings and found out, yes, my output audio for the FTDX3000 was muted. That would be a good reason why I was not having any output. So that is rectified, and I'm making some contacts again, so I'm happy about that. Relatively easy fix. So anyway, that's all I got. WD8QCN, KN4SPL, back to net.
Very good, Bob. Glad you got that all working. See you on the air for sure.
Let's see, KO4ENZ checked in. I think he's in and out. I'll toss it over to KM4OZH. How are you, sir, and what are you up to this week?
WD8QCN, this is KM4OZH. Well, good evening, Steve, and everybody on the net. Well, just working on with standard stuff here. Yeah, with the VAQP being over, you know, already I'm thinking about the June VHF contest. Of course, me, I have to start thinking months ahead for a contest just to be functional, you know. But that's me. Anyway, so that's about it, and really, absolutely nothing exciting going on around here. So I'm going to turn it back over to Nat. This is KM4OZH.
So good, Gil. Thanks for joining us tonight. And for everyone as well, thanks for checking in. So you had Mike, KF4TEK. I think he's in and out. Must have his hands full somewhere. And takes us down to Brad, N7IVV. How are you tonight?
This is N7IVV. Doing well. Doing well. Seems like the day flew. Seems like the weekend flew. Week always drags until suddenly it's Thursday and I realize what happened to the week. So, done a lot of working stations on 15 meters, did some 10 and 12 as well, and it's kind of fun, you know. You get in the right groove, and I guess you get out of the QRM level that's going on in Europe or something. But I couldn't keep up with everybody calling me. You know, I just set it down and started doing CQ, and I'd get three guys coming back to me, and I never could go back and pick them all up, and somebody else would call, and I just bang, 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 one after the other, until quite late in the day. I don't know, I've actually been busy with something here the last couple hours, so I'm not sure what the band looks like now, but it's been a lot of fun, and, you know, like I say, 10 meters as well, and 12. I'm trying to work FT4 a lot more, but that's kind of hit and miss. Sometimes there's a lot of activity, sometimes there's not. 20 meters was real active the other day on FT4, but anyway, other than that, no big projects going on, just kind of day-to-day maintenance, and at least no radio projects. I got my hands in a bunch of other stuff, but anyway, thanks a lot for doing the net, appreciate it, and catch y'all on Wednesday night, I hope, at 7IBV.
Brad, always a pleasure. And, my week was mainly getting back to the office for the first time in 2 years. I kind of dread doing the commute now. Got used to, pushing dogs or kids out of the way and walking to the computer in the morning instead of having to sit in traffic for 45 minutes. So that's fortunately only 2 days a week right now, and hoping to keep it that way, or maybe less, maybe find another gig where I can work remote all the time. And then I can keep, you know, one hand on work and one hand on the keyboard for FT8. But, yeah, I noticed the same thing you mentioned. I think Rich has mentioned it before as well, but 40 meters and 20 meters seem to have much more of an FT8 presence. There's a lot more activity there than on the other bands, but every now and then the other bands do get busy. When the FT8 primary channel fills up, a lot of people jump over to FT4. So keep an eye on that. If it's real loud and real busy, then check FT4 frequency as well. Let's see. I think that's the bottom of the list here. So I'll ask for any further check-ins or rechecks. Please call WD8QCN.
Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Bravo November, in and out. N2 NAR, no comment.
Okay, copied KO4MBN. Mark, good evening. Have you as in and out. And N2NAR. Mike, thank you for checking in also, in and out. Any other check-ins or rechecks for the FARA Sunday Night Technical Service Net, please call WD8QCN. I guess that makes a real short net tonight. Brad, did you have any additional announcements or anything else to add before we close?
Yeah, actually, now that you mention it, sometime, actually, I guess Saturday afternoon, evenings, I guess I'll have to send an email out and ask for a vote, either 4 o'clock or 6 o'clock p.m. on Saturday or Sunday, if people would prefer. We/Bruce, KN4GDX, is going to run a WebEx session on the fox hunt, and some basics of fox hunting and things to, well, basically just kind of a primer for getting ready to do it. So be a good review for some of us that have been doing it for a while. And for those of you that are new, it'll be a good introduction. So this will be before the club meeting, of course, this coming next weekend. That way we'll have time to do that, and then we'll have the meeting also that we can get together to show and tell and whatnot there physically, and then, of course, the Fox Hunt on Saturday. So keep an eye on your email for that. But I'm going to shoot for Saturday afternoon, late afternoon, for starters, unless everybody would prefer a different date. And 7IBB.
That Brad and 7IBV and this is WD8QCN. One other question, was there any additional info on the raffle? Did you want to re-announce that, or is that kind of done?
Oh, I can re-announce it. We've got equipment to give away. It's some older radio equipment. I never did post it up on the groups.io. I guess I should do that, but I've sent an email out twice, and we'll be doing that. It's, no purchase. Raffle tickets are free. So for anybody who might be looking for some HF equipment or some, there's a good try. I think it's a quad band mobile rig for VHF, UHF, 900 megahertz, and I don't know, must be, maybe it's got 220 in it, I'm not sure. But anyway, got to get back through your email to the members. I think I sent a reminder out last week. So we'll be doing that. If anybody's interested and hasn't already registered, just send me an email, and I'll put you on the list and and write your name on a little ticket so that we'll have all those. And, of course, if you don't get a chance to do that, you can always do that at the meeting next week. So we'll do that. And that's all I've got in 7IBB.
Again, thanks, Brad. Appreciate all that. 7IBB, WDQCN with the Far Sunday Night Technical Service Net. One last call for any further check-ins or rechecks. Please call now.
This is KQPI.
Sorry, missed part of the call there. KQ, go ahead.
Yeah, good evening to the net. This is KQPI, Kilowatt to Papa India. Name is Harv, H-A-R-V, located in Warrenton. And I'm a little bit late into the net tonight, but just wanted to say hello to everybody. Don't know if there was a net question or anything. In the amateur radio world, I spent a little time on the air this week, just intermittently in between meetings, and the bands were good, and then they were really bad, and now they're starting to get a little bit better again. So looks like the lightning noise is back, so we're back into that season, which kind of disappoints me because I don't think I spent as much time on the low bands this winter as I wished I'd had. Also, this weekend I started playing with something called Satnogs, Sierra Alpha Tango November Oscar Gulf Sierra. Satnogs is sort of an automated satellite monitoring system that uses a Raspberry Pi and an RTL SDR. I've got it connected to a disc cone on my roof, and just started playing with it, setting up automated passes to monitor various satellites as they go over, and starting to see some results with that. Been playing around with it. It requires quite a bit of tinkering. It's not a plug-and-play system by any means, but once you get it going, it's kind of interesting to see what you can receive. So just another new toy to play with, utilizing some of the stuff I have in the shack here. So anyway, good evening to everybody. I guess I'll close out the net. Back to control. This is K2PI.
K2PI, got you. Thanks, Harv. Appreciate that. I'll take a look at that. Satnogs. I think Brad might be interested in that, too. He likes to tinker on the birds these days. Good stuff all around. One last call. Any additional check-ins, please call WD8QCN. All right, we'll make it kind of a short net tonight here, but thanks, everyone, for joining. This is WD8QCN, Net Control for the Far Net. Appreciate everyone's participation. If you'd like further information regarding tonight's discussion or information on FARA, please see our website at w4va.org or send an email to faranet@w4va.org. This is WD8QCN, closing the Faranet and returning the repeater to normal amateur use. Thanks to all who've joined us, and have a great evening and a great week. 7-3.